on the church's calendar. Today marks the beginning of a new liturgical year, and we start off that new year with the season of Advent. Most of us know it as a time of preparation for Christmas, Christ's first coming, but it's also a time of preparation for Christ's second coming. When that will be, we don't know, but whenever it is, we are called to always be prepared and ready spiritually. Our gospel tells us, be vigilant at all times. Be on your guard so that that day does not catch you by surprise like a trap. So how do we stay vigilant, and what should we do to always be prepared? The church in her tradition has told us, memento mori, remember death. According to popular legend, in ancient Roman times, when a general returned victorious from battle, coming back to his home city, in the midst of all the celebration and the fanfare, one of the slave's jobs was to follow him and whisper in his ear, memento mori, remember death. Remember that this part of life is temporary. For some, it might sound morbid, but I think it's a good principle to live by. If we remember that we will one day pass from this life, if we can imagine that Christ will be coming to collect us tomorrow, and that today would be our very last day on this earth, what would you do? How would you live differently? Perhaps we'd grumble a little less about the things that don't matter and focus more of our attention onto the people and the relationships that do, our family, friends, God. In this new church year, what will your resolution be? How can you live differently so as to prioritize the things that in the end are the most important? In terms of our relationship with God, perhaps going to confession at some point before the busyness of preparation for the Christmas festivities, doing some reflection and cleaning up our hearts to make room for Jesus and for others. At the entrances of the church, we keep these little pamphlets on guides on how to make a good confession. So I encourage you to pick those up. We have confessions here every single day at St. Mary's, so please do take advantage of that. To make a daily appointment with God, having some quiet time for prayer and reflection, especially at the start of the day and at the day's end. Perhaps doing an act of kindness, acts of charity. There's a story of a poor family preparing to celebrate Christmas. There's no money for a Christmas tree or special decorations because their dad was out of work. There wasn't even enough money to pay the heat bills, and it was cold that year. Still, the mother said, "Children, this little cardboard box that we have right here is like a manger where Jesus laid his head." And Jesus was in a worse situation than we are. No heat and no warm bed to sleep in. So let's make this box, this manger, a special place for him. Did you know we can make this box glow with warmth if we fill it with our good deeds? And she had right next to the box pieces of straw. And she said, "You can add one piece of straw to the box every time you do something kind, every time you do something special." The children looked at the box. It was empty. Of course, it looked too cold for a baby. Their mother laid the plain brown box on the floor in the living room. And there it sat that day. Later that evening, the little girl saw how hard her mom worked to make dinner. And she said, "Mom, I'll do the dishes." Then she scrubbed the plates and then dried her hands. And her mom said, "Darling, you can be the first one to put a piece of straw in that box for Jesus." There was only one piece of straw in that plain brown box, but already that manger seemed warmer and softer. The next day, the oldest son offered to take care of his little sister after school. Normally, he complained about it. He'd much rather be outside playing with his friends. But this time he stayed inside to spend some time with his sister. And that evening he put another piece of straw in the box for Jesus. And as the days went on, the children thought of many other things that they could do, helping the neighbor shovel snow off their driveway, helping their teacher at school, making a cup of tea for Dad as he was looking for work. And that basket in their little living room, that little box, grew full with straw. It was no longer empty, but overflowing. And one day, the mother noticed something different about their house, that it felt warm for the first time in weeks. That little box in the living room seemed to radiate heat. The family sat around it. No one spoke, but each person smiled. On Christmas Eve, their father was offered a job. Miracles were beginning to happen. And early the next morning, in that little box in the living room, they saw a little statue of the baby Jesus. You made such a comfortable, soft place for baby Jesus by all you did these past weeks. He fits so snugly in his bed, said the mother. And that was their best Christmas ever. In our own preparation for Christmas individually, perhaps we can do those special acts of kindness, taking that time of prayer with God, frequenting the sacraments. And here, as a parish, we're now doing straw for Jesus. So that very same thing, offering that little piece of straw to God and putting it in the manger, and we're doing that collectively. And every single week, that little manger right there will be filled with straw, will be filled with your acts of goodness, kindness, and warmth. So during this Advent season, let us prepare well, preparing our hearts and preparing the manger in our own hearts for Jesus.